All right, let me explain this here real quick. For your rotations, a little change in the program here. Obviously, we lost two people, so what that allows us to do is go from seven off spots, which is a heck of a lot. I haven't worked with that in a long time. Seven off spots to five off spots. Okay? So we've eliminated two from each group, which is really, really good. That means more shows for you. However, what that does mean is that in order for everyone to kind of fit into the system here, into the rotations, there may be one or two of you that may be picking up where you left off yesterday. Okay? Most of you will be repeating your last position from yesterday, and there may be a couple of you that may be going back one, but because plus off spots, you're going to be moving forward quicker. Does that make sense? I'd rather have you repeat a position rather than skip a position heading into the shows. So that's typically what we do there. So if you notice, you're going to say, okay, well, I just floor directed last thing like yesterday. There's a good chance you're doing that again, and then we can move forward. Okay? So just so you know, it kind of tightens things up a little bit.
All right. Very, very, very good. So with that being said, we'll get you your rotation. You got one coming down. Don't worry. I'll fire you guys up.
I got a story. All right. A couple things before we get rolling here, guys, today. Number one thing we need to work on, again, this is just once in a while, just rear stuck with that audio. Remember, again, trim adjustments, the top, trim adjustments for mic checks only. Okay. Again, if it's a situation where you bring up a microphone and it's too low, too high during the show, fader bar up, fader bar down. Okay. So make sure of that, because it's really, again, when I'm grading live on the scene, guys, there may be some things I may not notice. I'm going to probably catch about 95% of the stuff. But with other things going on, writing some stuff down, I mean, honestly, to grade these shows here, you really have to have a clear head and you really have to be focused. It isn't a situation where it's like, you know what, I don't really feel like grading these midterms right now. I'll come back to them in a couple hours. I have flexibility here. I don't have any flexibility. So what I'm saying is, you know, there may be some things I may not catch. And there's some things I can't go back on the tape and listen to the director's track. Some things you can't. You know, some things I can't. So, again, it's a situation where if you can get away with something, get away with it. You know what I mean? It's the same thing I'm telling you on the switcher. If you guys are switching next week and all of a sudden I hear while I'm writing something down, it's like, oh, shoot. Oh, well, that's going to alert my attention. Oh, I see. Okay, yeah, sure. Or you do one of these, like, you know, take camera one, I hear. Like that. All you have to do is just be real cool about it, real silent about it. Take camera one, it's like. I may not catch it, okay? What I'm saying is you got to be slick about it. So, same thing with trims, because I could be doing 3 million things, but if I'm hearing a trim adjustment up and down, I mean, it's going to be really, really easy. So make sure of that. We mentioned real quick yesterday, character generator operator. Just make sure that, again, you're off a program before you move on to something else. Okay? Because I caught that a lot yesterday where CG operators, they had the fishbowl screen up. We're saying take two. What happens is we're not off the air yet, and you're taking your CG off going to something else. So make sure you wait for that. Talent, overall pretty good. It's not Rollins, it's Jimmy Rollins. Every time you say Rollins, it costs you 15. Jimmy Rollins. Rollins. So just, you know, obviously make sure, guys, because what that shows me, we just didn't look over the stuff, and again, I can understand if I put it in Italian, Spanish, or French, I mean, but it is in English, and I don't mean to be mean when I say that, but I mean, again, it's your responsibility to look over this and read it. It's still flabbergasting me when I hear people just not knowing how to pronounce things. But again, mistakes happen. I am not going to mark you down for a stumble. There's a huge difference between a stumble and not knowing what you're talking about. For example, if you say, and finally John Gagliardi is Sue Fever, that is a stumble. Not a big deal. Okay? But John Gagliardi, right there, okay, you didn't look over your stuff. And that's a little bit of an issue. So that's what we're talking about as far as just, you know, obviously the tail. Let's make sure of that. Yeah?
I was just also going to say, if we do the sports, a lot of times when we're reading the sports, we're going to the play-by-play of the highlight. For the highlights there, so you might get through everything you're saying about that.
Oh yeah, game. Yeah, absolutely.
And the Phillies highlighter will still be playing, or the Phillies highlighter will end and you're still talking.
If you know what you're talking about, feel free to have lip. You can, there's a couple people that do a nice job as far as looking at the video and just getting ahead, falling behind, realizing what the video is, and ad-libbing and getting their way back to where we need to get to. If you don't know anything about sports, I'm not
It's not a situation where you need to know that stuff. Just read a good moderate pace,
okay?
And if the highlights aren't there yet, when you're saying, let's have the highlights, just either talk slowly over the highlights so you see the video come on, or add a little something. Don't just sit there and wait, okay? So again, it's just we're going to have the director just kind of wait, and if we need to bail out a video early, or obviously we still have to think about the flag. So. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
use your fade bar adjustments. Good luck with that. Tam would do that all the time in the industry. It's really, especially for sports when they're getting all excited about highlights. You know,
yeah, mic check. Yeah, my 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. Then all of a sudden, oh, yeah, Guerrero, big home run. And then all of a sudden,
you can blow that out of the water.
Do the best you can with it, but yeah, talent's sometimes a difficult to work with.
On the greatest shows, I know there's been like, if there's confusion with a toss or something, and
yeah,
someone gets lost, and we're, say we're the other talent, should we be helping them out, or is one of those things we worry
about? Absolutely. I would encourage you to help out.
Okay.
I mean, if you know the other person's supposed to introduce Tim in sports, you're like, okay, we'll have a movie review coming up later in the show. But we're going to turn our attention to sports right now. Tim's in sports. Tim, what's going on? Jump in. So make sure town we're in pretty good shape with knowing the names of people, places, and really any company name that we're calling.
Can we put the
phonetic
spelling in the teleprompter?
I have no problem with that. No, I have no problem with that. If it helps, that's fine. That's fine. Floor director, real quick, real brief. Again, make sure I'm still seeing at the beginning of the shows. Floor director's kind of over here, right by the camera operator. Okay? And I'm seeing, I should be able to hear you loud and clear. 5, 4, 3. My cue. And again, be by the camera lens. Okay? Because sometimes it's a situation where we're having floor director or talent's doing one of these. If the camera's right here at the start, they're doing one of these. They're looking over floor director. And then talking. Okay? That's like an old 70s sitcom show. It's like, all of a sudden you get the actors, stop it. And then they start walking. Okay, you want to get them right in the mid-stride here. So, again, be decisive. Right by the lens. Okay, ready? And again, verbally, and hands. 5, 4, 3. Okay, show them 2, show them 1, and then once you hear my cue, give them a hard point. We don't want you to be in limbo here. We don't want you to be in between cameras. We don't want you to be by the camera operator looking in the viewfinder. Be real strong about it. Very animated about pointing the turns. Okay? So a couple of you, I was doing one of these where it's like, I don't know what that is. Okay, what we're doing is ready to turn. You're over here trying to get their attention. Swing them on over. Mic cue. Okay? So what happens, people are doing one of these are by camera number 1. That doesn't help if that tail's all the way over there. You know, here he's looking over on camera 3. So we just got to make sure we're animated out there. Okay? Not goofy, but animated. Okay? There's a huge difference there. Now, the mid-show situation that we had, I mentioned this would probably happen. You guys actually did a nice job with it. There are just a couple times, again, where, again, let's go up to the fish study kill screen. We have fish on air. Okay, fish on air. All right. And once we say ready dissolve 2, we got dissolve 2, okay? We're going to dissolve camera 2. We're off the air. Quickly, advanced CG, just go right to stocks. There's no ID there. All right, and what happened a couple times was, I mentioned 2 times and within like 3 shows or something like that, the CG was just late getting stocks up. They were putting an ID in. And what happened was, the anchor's already talking about the NASDAQ and going on to the S&P. We finally get the CG up, we finally get it dissolved. By that time, the story's done. So by the time they're done, all of a sudden we got to say, okay, camera 2, zoom out. And now we just have dead air there, all right, just because CG was late. And on a couple occasions, what happened, camera 2 was late getting back to the 2 shot. So we had to wait for them before we dissolved the 2 in my queue. So again, everyone be very, very quick on that. Directors, quick calls. And again, camera 2 especially. Zoom out quickly to the 2 shot when you're told to do so. Okay? This is just kind of the way it happened yesterday. There was only 1 time yesterday coming out of the monster truck story. I'm sorry, out of movies. There was 1 time. Only 1 time out of, what, 12 shows. 1 time where we needed to go from the movies. Camera 3 wasn't ready, so we had to go to camera 2 for the monster deal, okay? But it was that 1 show, I believe, camera 2 zoomed out to a 4 shot on their own sometime during sports. So here we are in movies, they go, okay, we're going to go to camera 3, okay? And camera 3's not ready, nobody did, we go to 2. Now 2's on a 4 shot. No, camera 2, what are you doing? No one told you to zoom out. Remember, it's only a 5-10% chance we're going to need you, but you left us kind of hung out and dry there. So just make sure you kind of stay tight, okay? Stay tight on that just in case we need you. It would be very, very good.
And the last two things, unless there's questions, because we want to get going with shows ASAP here. Camera one, again, keep in mind, when you get on camera number one, there's a good chance that camera is going to be kind of far away from the talent and at a crazy angle. Again, if these are our two anchors right here, we don't want camera one all the way over here. Because when we're going to try to get a shot of on the turn, we're going to get Crystal in there as well. Okay? But yeah, we don't want the camera to be all the way back here, but it may be back here when you start out, because the end of the last show, there's the camera operator may have dollied out farther. So unlock the wheels, bring it up kind of close, not at an angle, but we're talking close so the anchor can see the teleprompter. But yet, when we swing on over, check and see where your camera is. You should swing on over and be directly in front of the chair where your movie review person is. Okay? And once you have that kind of lined up, then you can lock the wheels down and you're all set to roll with the show. Okay? So that's one thing there. All right? And last thing, I told a couple directors this. Be aware of the B-roll. Now, keep in mind, we have a lot of flexibility with news. Unlike sports, we need to roll, tape, and take it on a certain time frame, because the audio and video match up specifically. But for example, stolen motorcycle, you notice there's a lot of times we're not rolling tape and taking VTR right when we're supposed to. Why? Because we're still waiting on tape to get there. Same thing with Shamu, okay? Same thing with Monster Jam. The video, it just enhances the story, okay? The copy tells you all the details and facts. So what we're saying is, you have to understand as a director, who is my talent? If they're struggling out there, if they're stumbling out there, okay, that's not on you, but you have to deal with it, right? If they're slow readers. So I told a couple directors yesterday, when they were ready to roll Shamu, you may just want to hold, okay? I'm just saying, you have the flexibility to say, okay, it says take VTR right here. You may want to wait another line before you roll tape the thing. The reason I'm saying that is because, therefore, we let them kind of get into the story a little more, we roll it and take it a little later, therefore, it's less chance of us trying to bail out because the video is going to go to black, okay? With news video, you have the flexibility to do that, okay? Now, if it is a situation where, you know, Shamu's on the air or stolen motorcycle, and you're thinking, man, this is going to go to black, anchor still has another couple lines to read, ready the camera that they're on and take it on a tag, you know, disposition line. Go back to them if they still have another, you know, 4 or 5 seconds or more to read. All right? But if Shamu, as an example, is going to go to black, it's about to go to black, they're about to end the story, don't go back to them, because, you know, we're going to go back to them, and they have really nothing else to say. What I would do while they're about to end the story, Shamu's going to black, I would take the next camera, hang tight, wait for them to finish, and then mic cue. Okay? So we'll be on the other anchor maybe just a pinch early, but instead of bouncing around back and forth from camera to camera. Okay? So just keep that in mind. You have the luxury with news to just roll it and take it just a little bit later. In fact, sometimes, I think a couple occasions, tape operator went a little too far into the video. Okay? Well, wait a second, okay, maybe we can just shuttle that back a little bit, take a couple seconds, shuttle that back, try to get the first second of the video, so therefore we're not too far into the video, which sometimes forces us to go to black as well. Okay? All right, any questions on that? So far, so good? Okay, we're going to try to get going here at 9 o'clock and try to get three shows in before the bus rush, and we'll go from there. Tim, what group are you in?
A.
You're in group A?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to see if everyone's here. Michael's up.
There's an opening. We've got Brandon on here.
Oh, Brandon. Where is Brandon? Group B. Where did you leave off, then?
I had done, what was the last thing I did? Floor director.
Floor director? Okay. So it looks like you're kind of in the same position. Maybe I meant to put your name in the Brandon spot. I don't know. We're just trying to.
Well, Brandon is with Group B.
Yeah, I know. But basically what we're looking at, you're in the same vicinity there.
Oh, okay.
For some reason. Okay, so you're going to be Brandon today?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Welcome.
So you can just leave if you want.
leave for 3 hours, come back.
Not a problem.
Okay. So let's rock and roll with that. And Brandon, who's now Tim. Sorry about that.
I can handle it for the day.
Welcome to the good group, Tim.
It's like you've been excellent trained.
Third quarter video, obviously, don't have enough time for that. I thought maybe I could sneak that in, but that'll be good. I mean, Tessa, Tawana, they'll be in the next, I think it was week 7 of the quarter. Next week is week 6, so we still have a little time on that one. But a couple things I just want to kind of go over real quick with you as far as the midterm. Keep this in mind. Now, again, this second quarter has a lot of grading at the end of the quarter, okay? I mean, right now that's 20% of the grade. Of course, if you got off to a good start, terrific. That's really, really good because typically the written work is, let's put it this way, typically if anyone's going to get an A in here, it's because the written portion is pretty good. Because we got a lot of people who do very well on the graded shows. But sometimes to get over the hump to get that A, sometimes it's a written work that goes over pretty well. However, so if you got off to a good start, very, very good. Now keep in mind, if you did not get off to that great start, I don't really put much into that right now. Now again, I can easily say that because it's not my grade, of course. But what I'm saying is, there's so much that's going to happen in the next couple of weeks. 80% of your grade is going to happen within the next, really the last 2 weeks of the quarter. Because it's the tail end of week 6 and all 7 and all 8. Okay? So I don't really get too excited about that. I mean, there's so many times. That's why I don't write up any, you know, student action forms, any documentation, no nothing. Because what happens is, again, you have someone with a 55% in a midterm, and then the first day of graded shows, we have a 95. And then the second day is an 82. Okay, now we're kind of getting back right into the mix where we need to be. Right, now, if it's a situation where you have a 55 in the midterm, 95 on the first day of graded shows, and we're down to a 62, then the next day is 86, then we're down to a 54, that's where we have some issues, and that's when, you know, obviously we'll let the price pop up. But keep in mind, you can, you know, keep track of all your grades. You guys have all the percentages on them, on the syllabus. If there's any questions, I mean, once I have grades, I just punch the numbers right in the computer. And it just spits it right back out of me, so I know exactly what you need. So if there's any questions, you know, once we start accumulating grades, obviously let's know. So don't feel as though, man, midterm, this is going to really throw me for a loop and I'm in a hole. Well, yeah, a little bit, but again, you know, we can easily get out of that. You're going to do 80% of your grade is still up in the air. You guys can still make up for that easily. I've seen it done way too many times, so that's why don't freak out about it. Don't lose sleep over it, okay? All right, any questions on the midterm, of course, see me so we can kind of chit-chat about that if there's something you want to go over, whatever the case is. Typically, not always, but typically, people do better on the final exam than they do the midterm exam. And the final exams were 20% of the test, so we kind of make up for it. It was a little bit of a setback on the midterm. Shows today, very, very good. I mean, a lot of stuff we talked about in the morning was cleared up today, which is very, very good. We had a transition to the middle of the script, much, much better. Very, very good. So again, you kind of bottle what you did today and just take that into Thursday and just shake the nerves, because sometimes people will make some really, in your words, would be dumb mistakes, typically the first maybe hour or two of shows, because maybe just nerves a little bit. But Monday we'll talk all about graded shows. We have a handout for it. We'll go over reminders. We'll go over all that other stuff, just so we're all on the same page as far as getting going for those shows for next week. Okay? And of course, Monday I'm here for, you know, I got a 20-hour day on Monday, it seems like. So I think it's closer to 16. But what I'm saying is, if you know, there's questions on equipment, things like that, you can see me Monday as well. Now, Thursday and Friday, obviously graded shows, I can't help you those days. Okay? But that doesn't mean I can't help you Monday when I see you. Okay? It can be in between graded shows, graded days, rather, graded weeks. You can also go over some stuff. You're going to get new scripts down the road. There's no practice time. But that's not
perfect. Real quick, for the for the engineer, for the graded shows,
yeah.
Let's say we're engineering your grading and you see something, well, that iris could be bumped up just a little bit. Is that going to be like a
automatic pick? As long as you're within range. I mean, again, you may hear me say, I may look at something on preview, it looks a little bright.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But I look at your waveform and say, okay, you're within range. Now, if you hear me say that, you're within range, that means no points down.
Okay.
But look at their face, you may want to bump it down a little bit. Maybe between 80 and 100. If you got it at 100, maybe better thing.
Because there's a lot of, it could be up a little, or it could be
yeah,
out of
so, it. But if I see it above 100, then I say, well, you're too hot.
Okay.
You're going to be too hot, and that means you're going to bump it down. Yeah.
If some problem happens that stops the production going out of the seven in that case,
yeah, I mean, sometimes I will have to do that. Yeah. If it's really, if it's spiraling way out of control.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I may just kind of, yeah, that once in a while happens. Some quarters it never happens. But, you know, we'll talk about all that. So those what-if scenarios, bring them Monday, we'll talk about it. So,
Thursdays and Fridays, when you do that, start dressing.
Yes, for the talent positions only. Yes, for talent positions
only.
Only for talent. Okay. We'll talk all about that on Monday. So bring those if you have any questions.
All right.
Yeah, Monday, we'll talk. Oh, you got all the time. Okay, guys, have a lovely weekend. See you.